This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the Sunday edition live, by the way. We're here every Sunday night. We're here every day. We're here 7 days a week, and even on holidays, like today, Easter holiday. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Disturbing story coming out of Cleveland, Ohio, making headlines all over for good reason, because there's a psychopath on the loose, a man named Steve Stevens. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
People still live in Cleveland?
Well, there's now one fewer person alive in Cleveland because he's been murdered by Steve Stevens, a suspect in the fatal shooting that happened at around 2 p.m. today, Eastern Time, on the city's northeast side near Cleveland State University. The Cleveland police, joined by the FBI and other local law enforcement, are now searching for Mr. Stevens. The community has been advised to be vigilant. Said officers are working in double and triple patrols. Quote, we want this to end with as much peace as we can bring right now, said Williams at the press conference today. They said that he is in touch with a lot of his friends and family, and they're trying to get him to turn himself in. Williams, who only identified the victim as Mr. Goodwin, said there was no apparent link between the two and that Stevens appears to have selected him at random, which is, of course, one of the things that makes this particular crime so frightening to a lot of people. Quote, Steve Stevens, we want to communicate to you. We're saying to him he need not do any more harm to anybody, any innocent people, unquote. Police say that Stevens made claims of killing other people in addition to the murder that he broadcast live on Facebook Live. But Williams said they have not yet verified any of those claims and have not found any additional victims. In the chilling video, which has been since pulled from Facebook, but if you Google it, you can find it. Just search for his name and, you know, killing or something. I found one version. Graphic raw video, Steve Stevens shooting Cleveland on YouTube. So somebody ripped it from Facebook and re-upped it to YouTube. It's about 1 minute long. I'm not going to play it on the air because I don't know if it's got profanity in it. But I did glance at the footage, and it's, you know, it's pretty horrifying. Basically, he just gets out of a car, picks an old man on the street, walks up to him, and apparently, according to the story here, he's complaining about a woman in his car, and he says, quote, found me somebody I'm going to kill, this guy right here, this old dude, unquote. He then approaches an elderly black man after getting out of his car and asks him to say the woman's name. Stevens then tells the man, quote, she's the reason this is about to happen to you. He then appears to fire a single shot at close range and walks back into his car.
It says he's lost all his money gambling at casinos over the past year.
Okay.
So he sounds like a man who's very desperate. Says, I'm sorry, team, but I've gone too far. I don't know. I mean, he just seems crazy.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's
definitely crazy.
He says he's the good hashtag good guy.
No, he's not the good guy. What happened was a man identified as the 78-year-old victim's son said his father was a good guy who would give someone the shirt off of his back. He said, quote, I'm not just saying that for these cameras like people do knowing that people ain't right, but I'm telling the truth. This man here was a good man. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not real. As the man spoke, he hugged a woman who cried and said over and over, it feels like my heart is going to stop.
Yeah.
So just a terrifying story of a maniac who is currently on the streets and of a mindset of just killing innocent people out there in Cleveland, because apparently he has a problem with a woman.
Stevens, a case manager at a children's mental health facility.
Oh, my.
Has several videos on his Facebook page showing him at a gun range.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's not really an issue there besides, you know, just crazy. And
apparently they're not doing a very good job screening at these mental health facilities they're sending your children to.
Yeah, beware of all that. Anyway, I just saw that story and I thought it was worth pointing out. Cause,
the police say not to approach him if you find
definitely
him.
Not. And there's plenty of pictures of the dude. He's a very large black man with a big bushy beard. Looks like a bald head. Anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I did have a story that's sort of related about, like, Facebook addiction and people going into, like, I guess young people, children as young as 13 being treated for addiction to mobile phones, according to Sky News. We could talk about that or get back into the story about the protests, the clashing that happened out in Berkeley. Or we can talk about the drones. I mean, all of those things have come up tonight here on Free Talk Live. Any, you guys have any thoughts on what, where you want to go from here?
I don't know.
I want to talk about H.R. McMaster.
Yeah, that's right.
War criminal.
This is a guy you've been doing some research on, apparently, Johnny Ray.
I read a story and I heard an interview with this this colonel, I think.
Now, isn't he in charge of something?
Didn't really Trump, had an effect on me.
Didn't Trump put this McMaster guy in charge of some kind of bureaucracy or some kind of role?
H.R. McMaster is the National Security Advisor.
That's
who
it.
Is kind of the Oval Office advisor on national security.
This is the guy who's like whispering in Trump's ear, you gotta kill Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, what are they, like sort of like a kitchen cabinet type position?
Yeah.
I think is maybe what they call that.
Tell me about McMaster. What's his history?
Okay, I'll bring up the story, but there was a Colonel Armando Claudio, I think was his name. I'll get the correct name.
By the way, if you want to join the conversation, you can here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So how'd this guy come up on your radar in the first place?
From antiwar.com. Is Scott Horton's podcast. He had
is
interviewed.
Is he still podcasting?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, that's good to know.
I know that he's often on, he's a guest often on Tom Woods' show,
okay.
And he does his own anti-war podcast, too. So he had seen this gentleman's story on Univision and interviewed him himself. Now, I've got the Univision story here now. General H.R. McMaster, who was confirmed last week as White House National Security Advisor, is widely regarded as one of the best military men of his generation. But a retired senior U.S. military police officer, Colonel Arnaldo Claudio, 61, has a different view of the decorated three-star lieutenant general. In an exclusive interview with Univision Investiga, Claudio alleged that McMaster violated the human rights of hundreds of detained Iraqis in 2005. Claudio said he was sent to investigate concerns about detainee operations in the city of Tal Afar in northwestern Iraq, while McMaster, 54, was the commander of the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment battling Islamic militants. What he saw in April 2005 shocked Claudio. At a camp designed for 250 detainees, more than 900 prisoners
oh my God.
Were being held in conditions that violated U.S. regulations and the Geneva Conventions governing the treatment of prisoners of war.
Sounds like county jails in the United States in the 80s.
Still in some places.
It may very well be, yeah.
They did shut down Tent City.
Did they really?
The new sheriff, I think, is shutting it down.
Oh, Arpaio's no longer sheriff?
Right.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
Armando found between 300 and 400 detainees, some kneeling, others lying side by side in the sand, tied together with plastic handcuffs.
Oh, my.
And without food or water. When he got out of his car, he was immediately overwhelmed by the stench of urine and the defecation, Claudio said. It was really brutal, he said. The prisoners appeared to be severely dehydrated. Their skin was completely dry. You can see the lips that were just cut because of dryness.
Yep.
You can see their hair, the dirtiness of their hair. I mean, just inhumane, said Claudio. With the help of an interpreter, he discovered some had been there 3, 4, even 5 days. Claudio next entered a tent where the detainees were supposed to be housed and discovered 400 more prisoners in equally unsanitary conditions with the same stench of feces and urine.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
Horrible.
It's disgusting.
In the interview that Scott Horton gave, Claudio said that General McMaster had a program in the prison, and I think it was called a good behavior program. And the folks that they had incarcerated there in Telfar in that prison, they wouldn't let them out unless they gave them something, unless the prisoners gave them something, some actionable intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be kept
for indeterminate time.
Yeah, right. And
well, somebody asked me for actionable intelligence for the United States military's actions right now. I wouldn't be able to give any of it.
Sure. So the guy whispering in his ear, he's got no regard for the other.
For human life.
The people are animals as far as he's concerned.
We can continue here, and you can share your thoughts, whether it's on McMaster or whatever. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number 855-450 Free Life Sunday edition. Easter Sunday. We're here with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They're of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we were discussing this H.R. McMaster was his name.
Yep.
He's currently on the Trump Security Council team and a former general with the military who was running some kind of a torture camp in, was it Iraq?
Yes, Tal Afar, Iraq.
And was that during the Bush administration when he was doing that? Or was it this way back with
No, this was more recent
Clinton.
Than that. This was more recent than...
Or the original Bush, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Bush 43, I think.
The newer Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tal Afar, Iraq, and he had gone, and H.R. McMaster, the current National Security Advisor, had three or four times as many prisoners in his jail as he was supposed to. He wouldn't let them out unless they provided him intelligence that he was happy with. They allegedly, the detainees, the prisoners, were beaten with sticks to hasten their bathroom trips, and they were some of these guys who were found out in the sun, all zip tied to each other, laying in the sand, dehydrated, had been in that position for days on end,
not able to get up, not able to walk around, able to eliminate in another place. So it smelled of feces apparently, and just sounds absolutely horrifying. And this is the guy who's now one of Trump's right-hand men.
Yeah.
One of the problems, it seems, is with prisoners in this, when you've got these prisoners in this war on terror.
And remember, they were just rounding guys up who...
Yeah, they were just rounding people, random people up.
Yep.
Is if you let 100 innocent people go and one bad guy and... the right media gets the story that you let the one bad guy go while letting 100, innocent people go, then you're the sympathizer. You're evil. You're stupid. You're everything that's ruining America. Take all the Muslims you've got in prison and lock them up and throw away the key. I mean, it's the solution, it seems. And I obviously... somebody somewhere's done something wrong, but what business did the United States have to go in there in the first place?
Indeed. And to me, the bad guy is the guy running the prison. He's the guy who's disrespecting human beings.
And what you'll have in a situation like this is people who want to get out will just start either making up stories or turning in their friends. They just have to come up with a name, and if they can give somebody a name, then they can go back to their life. And so you just get all of the young males of the community or the country getting cycled through these prisons, and the reputation of the U.S. has been trampled in the mud because we allow ourselves to be represented by monsters. That's who is attracted to these jobs, the jobs where you get to bomb people you've never seen. Evil people seek those jobs out.
Sure do.
The suggestion is that the guy in charge was the bad guy,
so did everybody else who followed his orders.
That's really where it comes down to. That prison didn't run with no guards.
That's right.
It's the guards that kept it going. And this is really, all these war crimes, they're from the bottom up, not the top down. Yeah, the top down, the top guy at the top's wrong, bad, or whatever. But all these soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that have been taught their whole time, You salute that flag. You do what you're told.
Yeah, just doing their job.
Right. I mean, that's their job. I mean, you know, they're standing by and letting these evil things happen.
Yeah, it's bottom up. I hope I can be coherent about this, but it's bottom up in the sense that it's our own base instincts to mistreat everybody who is not ourself. That's the lowest of the low, and you have to have a leader to keep that in check. And if especially if that leader is not yourself, if you can't control yourself, then the leadership of your unit will keep your own base instincts in check. Even though you're at war with someone, they have regulations that are in black and white that keep you from doing certain heinous things.
In theory.
But we've seen
that's not the case with Abu Ghraib and now this.
Yeah, and this happened right on the heels of Abu Ghraib.
Ah, okay.
This kind of came to this investigation happened because Abu Ghraib came to light.
Right.
But if you're lazy and if you think that your prisoners are not fully as human as you are,
then
you'll do anything to them.
Yep, it's true.
And they're...
Well, the prison experiment is very instructive in this, right? The Stanford prison experiment, this famous experiment that if one wanted to learn a lot about it, could look online. There's a great website that Phil Zimbardo, the guy who ran the experiment, put together with some old documents and photos and I think some video even, really an enlightening look at humans and how they respond. Not only are corrupted, evil people attracted to these roles where they will control people and imprison them, certainly that attracts a certain type of person. But also, the average person, who is not necessarily a psychopath, would become a sociopath or become sociopathic in these roles. If they, in the Stanford prison experiment, they just chose college students. And
right.
It was a random sampling. You know, the people that came to do this study didn't know what kind of study it was going to be. Then when they got there, they didn't know what their role in the study was going to be. Would they be prisoner or would they be the captors? And they drew straws to determine that. So no one who got into the study could have known
right.
that they were going to be prison guards.
Right. So the sociopaths were not attracted to the role
exactly.
of prison guard. What happened was that, you know, they were told, you're in charge, right?
Yep.
And these people are your prisoners. And then when the prisoners didn't act prisonery enough...
Oh, they were acting prisonery.
Yeah, but, you know, there
and
was...
And the guards acted guardy.
Yeah, but
the
they
thing.
Were surly. And when they yeah. acted surly enough, the guards are like, you know, they're clamping down.
That's right.
They're, you know, violence occurred. All kinds of things happened.
Right.
And...
So they became what they
were... These were people acting.
Yep. And it became real for them, even though they were just, you know, in an abandoned...
So real they had to stop the experiment halfway through because
right.
it was getting dangerous.
Yeah, right. Even Zimbardo, who was the warden, basically, of this experiment, it was his wife who kind of slapped him out of it and said, look, you're in too deep. You've become the warden. You're supposed to be objective here, and you're taking sides. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, if you want to learn more about that, I highly recommend the Stanford Prison Experiment. You can, you know, Google it. You'll find the website. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I'm Mark. I want to tell you about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. If you have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, you got to check out Jax, the app. So you can go to JAXX.io or the App Store on your phone. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, how many of the other Zcash, a whole bunch of different coins, and more currencies are on the way. It has Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless and easy exchange between the currencies right inside the wallet. It's created by Anthony DiOrio, and he's the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX.io. It's cross-platform. You can use it on your phone, your computer, all the same wallet. Jax.io.
All right, so earlier tonight we had somebody call in about the conflict in Berkeley
And there was a story that we didn't get into from Esquire about what that conflict was. The mainstream media made it sound like it was anti-Trumpers versus Trumpers, but they say at Esquire it was much more than that. It was really the anti-fascists versus the white nationalists. We can get more into that discussion, but there's an interesting side story from the AmericanMirror.com. Kyle Olson reporting that there were numerous reports from those on scene that the Berkeley police largely stayed back as Antifa agitators took pot shots at Donald Trump supporters on Saturday. Reporter Tim Poole tweeted, quote, "As the violence escalated, police in Berkeley stood down and retreated from the crowds."
What do you think that means, taking pot shots? Like,
yelling, saying things?
There were actual fights going on here. I mean, there were some definite,
okay,
some
like
serious violence.
When I hear pot shot, I think a firearm.
Shooting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that, but there was definitely some big-time fights. At one point, it says here, several black-clad agitators isolated a lone Trump supporter and pummeled him with fists and feet. And they've got video of that happening, and it's pretty
it's terrible. One wonders why the police should protect in that circumstance. I mean, if you're going to Berkeley to do an pro-Trump rally or something of that nature, a pro-alt-right rally, you're looking for trouble.
Saying you get what you get?
Why should my tax dollars go to protect you when you go into enemy territory and to agitate?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting thing to say. I would say that, first of all, I don't think that we should have government police, but I understand the viewpoint that people who paid for these government police might want to have them around to,
you think they're Berkeley,
protect somebody.
This is Berkeley police? I mean, you don't think they're residents of Berkeley? You think these are university students?
The Berkeley police are likely not university students, and many of them may not live in Berkeley.
I meant the protesters.
I don't know.
The protesters are going to Berkeley.
I don't know.
And then expecting Berkeley's police to protect them. They're not taxpayers, other than your federal dollars going to the Berkeley University through the form of student grants and that sort of thing.
One observer claimed, quote, "I've never seen so few police at an event like this," saying that police ran away despite several Trump rally attendees being attacked. Mother Jones reporter Shane Bauer saw two officers in a patrol car not engaged in protecting people from violence. Quote, "Hey, how come you guys are hanging back?" he asked an officer standing in an open door of the car and another sitting in the back seat. The officer sitting in the seat responded, "That would be a question for the chief of police. You want a public statement, right?" said the standing officer. "I would refer you to our public information officer." Bauer asked, "Did they tell you to hang back?" He says, "As I said, I refer to our public information officer," the cop responded. Bauer said, "I've been watching all day. People get beat up pretty bad, and I haven't seen you guys around much." "Okay, and?" the officer responded. Numerous videos show Trump supporters being beaten in the streets as police failed to keep the two sides apart. And then they post the videos here of the multiple assailants against one guy beating and punching and kicking this person.
I think if you're a police officer and you witness someone getting beaten up, then you should do something about it. Regardless.
What if your bosses say you're not supposed to?
Yeah. Well, then you shouldn't, but your bosses shouldn't tell you that. That's my opinion.
And it reminds me of what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire a few years ago at the Pumpkin Festival, the very last final Pumpkin Festival that they held here. There were some riots, I guess you could say, in the streets nearby. The Pumpkin Fest happens near the college neighborhood here in this college town of Keene, New Hampshire, and inevitably there are a lot of college partiers who come to town during this particular event, which, by the way, has not happened in Keene since that time, although they're proposing that it come back, apparently, this year. That's something that is on the table for discussion. But anyway, so what happens is the college students at Keene State have parties.
Yep.
They invite their friends from the other colleges to come to Keene, and so you literally have thousands more college students
in town. Those kids show their rear ends.
They show their rear ends.
Yes.
Okay. That probably happens. Yeah.
Look, I'm not just talking about showing their rear ends. It literally.
Spiritually.
They misbehave terribly.
Okay. I thought you meant they were mooting people.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But...
Drunken college students definitely are more likely to misbehave, but the typical misbehavior that had happened over the years was smashing some pumpkins, you know, after the pumpkin festival was over. Drunken kids walking through the main street and just smashing leftover pumpkins.
Really would be meaningless since the pumpkins are all picked up by front-end loaders
and
thrown into big dumpsters and given...
Right.
They have to compost them because there's all kinds of trash in there with them. You can't feed it to pigs or anything.
So there's very, little that would happen. I mean, maybe there might be some stranger types in town who would steal from some of the downtown stores. So there's a little bit of a crime spike, but nothing that was particularly serious. But what happened in this case was they were partying, of course, long before night fell, I guess you could say, like maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Cops came around to some of the parties that were so large. We're talking about hundreds of people in somebody's yard, basically at a house.
It's kind of an exciting time for Keene because Keene contends with the city of Boston for world supremacy.
That's right.
At this time.
Yep. Yeah, and they had the record for
in
a
the
number
area
of years.
Of most lit jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, so they had that record for a long time. And anyway, the parties were rollicking, and the police showed up, and they broke up some parties. Because everything was okay until that point. It was just people partying in the middle of the day. Drunken college students, shouldn't be a crime. But they came, they broke up the parties, and what the story was that we learned from some of the college students was that was what set some of these people off. That they were kicked out of their party, but they were still S-faced drunk, and they still wanted to do some more drinking.
Showing their A's.
But they, they get out of the party, and they start roaming around the streets. And now they are drunk and angry at the police, who were there to cause the problem in the first place. So had the police not broken up those parties in the first place, there's an argument that the riots never would have occurred. And so what ended up happening was roaming, sort of large numbers of drunken college students doing things like destroying property, clashing with the police to some extent, but mostly clashing.
Beating cars with baseball bats or rolling them or...
There was one car that got tipped over.
Okay.
Yeah, that did happen. And but there was also like a wild bottle fight that happened on one of the college streets that I actually witnessed. I got video footage of it. That footage ended up actually being used to arrest and convict some of the people that were involved in it. But what was interesting was that during these riots, a lot of times the police were just hanging back. Just like they described in this story out of the conflicts in Berkeley. And at one point, I confronted some of the police about that, asking them, what are you guys doing over here? There are people throwing bottles at one another in the next street. Why are you standing over here at your patrol cruiser?
Officer safety.
That could have been a factor, because they might not have had the equipment that they needed to go in there and take out these people. They were also largely outnumbered, and their answer was, we're containing it. So their role, they saw it, was to stop the college students from getting into the pumpkin festival. As far as all the damage that they were doing to one another and in the streets, they did nothing about that, at least in the moment. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0699. 1996. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Your live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Back to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Trina in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Trina.
Hi. Hey. The last time I called was around 2014 in March.
Welcome back.
2014. Thank you. Well, I didn't have a good outcome with my case for the, I had a ticket, speeding. Then I found out my license was suspended. Mm-hmm. And I think I called, well, the reason I called, I was telling you about, I had a car in the garage in New York. I was living in Georgia. I didn't take that plate off the car, which created a suspended license, even though I never stopped paying. And I was trying to prove that point and trying to get that suspension dismissed. And I was bringing up all kind of reasons they should dismiss it. The first I started with jurisdiction, and it just went on and on, and they would not dismiss it. And every time I brought about jurisdiction and they can't go any further, they would just adjourn it over and over, to the point where after a year, I just got tired. And I spoke to a lawyer, which I know, you know, I could just do better by myself. But anyway, he, being that he frequent with that court, he said he can just get this dismissed, it's garbage and everything like that. And my license was already reinstated. So long story short, something happened. And he was too busy to be there that day. And I was just so frustrated. They lied. They lied and told me if I take a no-load, it won't go on my driving net record. It won't go on any criminal background, and I won't have any points and this and that. And I was just so wanting to be out of there and done with
it.
I went ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. I took the NOLO, and yes, it's on a criminal background. And not only one, but they doubled it. They separated one charge of driving with a suspended license, and they made it one charge of driving with a suspended license. The other charge was knowingly driving with a suspended license. So they made it two. And then I think when I called you last time, I was telling you all the details of how I went left Georgia, took a plane, and then drove 3 hours up to that upstate court in New York. And then when I got back to Georgia, my money was really low, and I bought some items at the farmer's market, and I was counting every dollar, so I knew I had enough to purchase what I bought with a check. And then Netflix or something came through with like a $10, $15 thing and just threw it out of whack, and the check bounced. Yeah, and I didn't, what happened? My bank actually paid it, but they paid it. The guy at the farmer's market didn't wait. He just went and filed charges. But anyway, I didn't know when I got arrested, when I got stopped for the driving with a suspended license for the second time in Georgia. But the first time was in New York. Second time was Georgia because, and here's the thing that I was telling you before, is when I paid the fine after a year of trying to fight, and I just said, let me just pay this thing. Mm-hmm. I paid it. That generated a conviction in New York. Georgia has this thing where if you have any kind of conviction, they have to suspend you. So I was actually suspended again.
In Georgia.
Even though nothing took place in Georgia, they suspended me because I paid a ticket. If I didn't pay that ticket, I would have not got suspended.
But
anyway,
it's a crazy system.
It really is.
Checks really are.
They call it unintentional consequences of law.
Yeah, unintended consequences.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Checks are a disaster these days. I mean, you know, you can get arrested over a bounced check, but, you know, credit cards, you can swipe a credit card that's no good all day long. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So when they took me in because failure to appear in New York, so I paid the fine because I just wanted to be out of there. After I paid it, they come back to me, oh, my goodness, we can't let you go. I'm like, why not? You have a bad check. Fraud check or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So they look, I tell you what, go in my property, look in my pocketbook, and you'll see that same check with the same number. It's still active. It's my account. So luckily, they just let me go to the court and pay it. And I was so shooken up. I went and paid it without any questions, not realizing my bank had paid that already. So that means that I paid it twice. So afterwards, after I calm down and think about the whole thing, I go back to the court and tell them. They said, well, you already paid it. And I said, and then, like 2 months after that, I found out I have a criminal background with a bad check on there. So I go back to the court, and I'm like, look, this is a criminal background check. And it says I have fraud, bad check, and fraud instruments. And they said,
you signed a,
what was it called, a restitution. Mm-hmm. So when you sign restitution,
you
that's the
guilt.
Same as, yeah. I'm like, yes.
God,
kidding.
Are you kidding?
So now,
and now it looks like you're a fraudster. Now anybody that does a background check on you, it looks like
exactly.
You committed fraud when you just accidentally wrote a bad check that ended up being made good on.
Man, I must have written at least a half a dozen bad checks in my life.
But I didn't. I mean,
not on purpose,
you
mean.
That was the month that I went to New York with this crazy court thing. All of these things are stemming from that one thing that happened upstate New York. I get suspended in Georgia for something that happened in New York. Now I have a bad check because I paid for a ticket to get there. And all
so is there
stuff.
Anything hanging over your head right now, Trina?
It really is because I'm a CDL driver.
Mm.
And I went to get a job. And he told me, he's never seen this before. They have suspended in the second degree. And he said, I've never seen a second degree. He said, I've seen suspended license. I've never seen it in a second degree.
You're so, really suspended.
Or not
yeah,
very
right.
suspended.
Yeah, and he looks at background. He looks at DVRs, driving records every day for year after year after year. He's never seen it. So now I started thinking. I was just laying down thinking one day. That day that I got pulled over in New York upstate, there was a car that stopped on the road up ahead. I'm not going to get into all the details, but I had some issues with IRS and challenging them and stuff like that. And I seen a video that says certain things just do not say to the IRS. And I should have watched the video first before I made that call, because I was just talking, yak. Well, listen, I'm in, there's 10,000 employees where I used to work and, you know, all this stuff. And I think that they were actually following me and making, building a case or something, because this doesn't happen to most people. When you're,
well, who knows? I mean, a lot of people have gotten into some really bad circumstances with the government, and it just seems to just pile on and pile on. I totally understand. Trina, thanks for the call tonight. I'm sorry to hear that, you know, things got worse for you, but that's the government for you, and I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, speaking of courts, Representative Dick Marple, who we have talked about to some extent here on Free Talk Live. He's an octogenarian. He's, I think, around 85 years old. Kind of, you know, this really sharp guy. Like, he's really with it for an older, you know, older gentleman. He's not only just a state representative, but he's also one of those guys who believes in, you know, those courtroom conspiracies.
And the capital letter conspiracies.
I've never heard that one from him, but it wouldn't surprise me if he believes that one.
Oh, I thought he did. I thought he believed that only your capital letter.
I haven't heard that theory from him, but, you know, maybe he does. Okay. You know, I don't know the extent to which all of the different theories that he believes, but he definitely does believe in the idea that the government doesn't have jurisdiction. So she'd mentioned challenging jurisdiction, and that the government just kept on putting off the trial until it just wore her down. In the case of Dick Marple, he is going to be facing trial Tuesday of this week in Concord, New Hampshire, for driving while license suspended. And there's another prohibitions charge in there of some sort of driving-related thing without having a government permission slip. And there was a when he went into court before, he didn't cross the bar, which is one of the things that we hear from a lot of these courtroom conspiracy guys. Don't cross the bar. That gives them jurisdiction over you. And so he actually got away with not doing that, which I think a lot of us would just be arrested if we didn't do what the judge said and cross the bar and, you know, have a seat. But in this case, he stood up the whole time and just sort of yelled at the judge and was really, like, you know, he got away with some stuff that I think the average person would get arrested for.
He is a state rep,
and
right?
He's elderly as well, so I think he's got both factors in his corner.
He's clearly a coot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he is super entertaining. Super entertaining to watch. So I'm going to be there. I'll be bringing my video camera. And if you want to follow up or if you want to learn more about Dick Marple, you can watch his previous interactions with this judge. Because I was there. I recorded it all. And it's just fascinating to watch. The judge acts like she's listening and paying attention to him. She took the time to delay the trial by 3 months as she issued an order saying basically that she's rejected his argument that there's no jurisdiction. She cites a few different court cases. You can read her order if you search freekeen.com for Dick Marple, the most recent article about him. I did put that judge's order in there. So she says she's got jurisdiction. He says she doesn't. They're going to be meeting this Tuesday, and stay tuned to freekeen.com for the latest. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.